Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, the line got disconnected. Can you hear me?
For some reason our connection dropped out.
Okay. I think due to the network problem, the call is getting disconnected and the security is also disconnected. Can you just put me on speaker, sir?
Yeah, I've got you on speaker.
Okay, lovely. And please open the Red AnyDesk application the way you simply opened it, like by opening the Play Store.
So I'm in the Google account now.
Okay, you just come out from your Gmail. You just come out from your Outlook, sir.
Okay, so
And look onto your home screen. Look onto your home screen. There will be a Red AnyDesk application. Swipe your screen right to left.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Swipe your screen right side to left side and try to look all the icons one by one. There will be a Red AnyDesk application. You will get to see that.
So which application I'm looking for?
AnyDesk, like a red icon with the white two diamonds inside it.
AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Open it.
Yeah, open that.
Yeah.
Now once you see the okay. Now once you see any start now, press on start now. Just give me a moment. Now press on start now.
Yes.
Now go to your home screen, press on the home screen, that square button.
Yes.
Now you have understood, like those informations, there are lots of informations of yours where the things has been misused, okay, which has been getting misused.
Yes.
So what we need to do, we need to just verify all the things and I need to cancel the things. So I'm just confirming you the one more thing, the amount which is getting charged from your account. I need to just confirming you the account number. You need to just match it from your end. Like, do you have the account number ending with 2054 or not? Please try to log into your account from the Google. Try to log into your nav. Can you see that your internet is working very slow?
It's not letting me log in just yet.
Okay, wait for a second. You just press on the back arrow. Press on the back arrow. Now press on login one more time. Now it's for now. You just, this time it will be giving you. Now, once you get logged into your account, once you see your account, just do let me know. Now, do you see? Yeah.
So, it ends in 2054.
Yeah, correct. Do you see the account number ending with 2054? So that is the account from where the amount has been charged. But the thing is that we put the red flag on those charges, okay? We put the red flag onto those charges.
There's no account 2454.
No, 2054.
Oh, yeah.
Sir. I'm confirming the whole account number. 580392054.
Okay.
Yes. So we have just put those charges on hold. We put the red flag on the charges. so that we can just look onto the things and try to cancel it. Okay. So for the time being, you just log out from your account. Log out from your account. Now, once you log out from your account, you just go to your home screen. Go to your home screen. Press the home button. Now, yes. What we need to do, the way you have validated your account, like your banking or your email, which is not protected, are providing you a lots of errors and warnings messages. Remember, so the same way, we need to just check whether the debit card is protected or not, or your personal details has been protected or not. So you open the Google, sir. You just open the Google.
Yeah.
Take a Google press page. Yeah. Now click on the search panel at the top. Type the search panel. And type in there W for whiskey, letter W.
W.
Then number 3.
Yes.
C for Charlie.
Yes.
Give a space. Can you see any options? W3C, Markov Validation Service.
Yes.
Click on that, W3C, Markov Validation Service. So you need to understand Markov Validation Service, which my previous colleague is also showing you. It is a platform which has been designed by the anti-fraud department so that every people can check their online activities, either their card, your personal information, the banking things, whether it will be protected or not, okay? So that we can put the security and we can just block the transaction. Because you need to understand, do you remember you have a debit card with your NAB account, correct?
That's correct.
And it is connected to the 2054 account?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the thing is that I want to explain you something. Whenever you just withdraw some funds through that card or whenever you just make online payments from that card, you know that every transaction has been recorded inside the card. And that is the reason it will be showing you into your account statement, like from where you just simply use your debit card for making any charges. Understand?
Yes.
Yes. So what we need to do, we need to just simply check all the transactions and we just simply try to boost those security and try to get those charges which has been misused so that we can cancel it. So do you see there will be a option called validate by URI, validate by file upload and validate by direct input?
Yes, validate by URI and validate by file upload, validate by direct input.
Direct input. Yeah, click on that. Validate by direct input. Now, once you click on validate by direct input, can you see there will be a big box has been came up, which help you to just validate your personal information and your card either. Okay, so whatever I'm going to tell you to type in there, you need to type in by your side. And please do not tell me anything over the phone because you know that this call has been recorded for the quality and training purpose. So do you have the card with you, sir? The debit card with you?
Yes.
Yeah. So click on that box, white box.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you click on the white box, you see at the front side of your debit card, there will be your name has been written down. Can you see the name has been written down?
My name, yes.
Yeah. So the way it has been written down, you need to write it down on that box, the way it has been written down. And do not make any mistake.
And that includes the Mr.?
I beg your pardon? Yeah, Mr. Yeah, the way it has been written down. You did not need to make any changes. Once done, do let me know.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah. Okay. Now, wait. Do not click on check. You need to put all the things first, and then you need to check. So you just go to your name and check just below your name. Can you see the cursor is blinking? Now, look on the card. Can you see the front side on your card? There will be a long 16-digit number you can see, which is starting with 4, I guess.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you do not see anything. Yeah. You do not tell me the number. You just put it there.
Yeah.
You put it? Now please check the number is correct or not.
Yeah, it's correct. And it's got the spices in there.
Okay. Now once you just put the long digit number, just below the number, do you see any expiry date? There will be the expiry date.
Yeah, why do I have to put that in?
Sorry?
Why am I putting all this information on?
Because you are just putting it onto the validator so that you can just check it, okay, about the information, whether it is will be protected or not. You are not giving it to anybody, sir. You are just flipping the forms, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll put it exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now please do one thing, flip the card. Look at the back side of the card. Can you see at the back side of the card?
Yeah.
There will be the 3-digit number. Put that 3-digit number and then click on check so that it will be recognized whether the card is belonging to you or not. Now once you're done, please press on check and check how many errors and warnings you got inside your card or any yellow highlighted warnings or info like that. Did you press on check?
Yeah, I pressed check.
Okay. One more time, press on check. Okay, one more time, press on check. And wait, your internet is working slow, that's why. Now scroll it down.
Okay.
Now, how many of the things you got, you tell me.
Okay, so there's 1, 2 errors, and 1 warning.
So you got 3 errors and 1 warning. So that means 4 times those information has been misused. So you go back to the previous page. You just get to see that why I have told you to put the details. Now remove your details. Now remove your details from there on that box. Make the box empty. Now this time you need to check the other information, which is your full address with the postcode. Just put your full address with the postcode. And I'm just want to confirming you one thing, that the card which you're using in the bank, that number has been registered with the bank, 6038.
Yes.
Yeah, because once we are going to cancel the charges, you are going to receive the bogus messages for canceling it. All right. So I do believe the number which is ending with 6038 has been getting registered there. Correct?
I'm still typing in the address here.
Okay, no problem. So once you're just done with the address, please do let me know.
Yeah, I'll put the address in and I'll press and check.
Okay. Now again, press and check.
Okay, so 1 warning, 2 errors.
It is showing you one warning, 2 errors. So just wait for a second. And I'm just verifying your address, which we have just found has been registered, so that you will get to know. All right. And please confirm me if the address is correct or not.
Yes, that's the correct address.
It's 14 Palamuna CT Hillman 6168?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, correct. So you have understood. Now you just simply go to your delete the details and go to your home screen. Just delete the details. You just normally go to your home screen. And please be with me for a while. Yeah. So you just open the settings onto your mobile phone because I need to active the field. You just open your settings application.
Settings.
Yeah, normal settings onto your mobile phone. Now, once you open the normal settings, there will be an option called display. Can you see any display?
Yep.
Press on display. Now, scroll it down. Scroll down. There will be an option called screen timeout. Can you see any screen timeout?
Yes.
Yeah. Click on that and then select the maximum, whether it will be showing you 10 minutes or 30 minutes. Select it for that so that we are not getting disconnected again and again. And please press the home button, sir. You press the home button. And in the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water. Our server is detecting where the charges has been made, in which platform those charges has been made, so that they are going to cancel the charges. Okay. So once they are going to cancel the charges, you are going to receive a code for canceling it. So I'll let you know. Okay. So in the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water for you or make a cup of tea for you, sir. And give me 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah. So that I can just, yeah. And I hope that if I put you on hold, you don't mind, right?
Yes, no, that's all.
Okay. Yeah, you be with me. Once I got the update, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, once I got the update, I'll just let you know, sir. And let me active the sensor for you. Let me active the security sensor for you. So you open up the dial pad, sir. You open up the dial pad. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I've just got to go back into the other room. I think it's a bit noisy.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you just let me start the security scanning for you. I need to active the sensor. So you open the dial pad onto your mobile phone. You open the dial pad.
The keypad on where? On the phone.
Okay. Yeah, on the phone. Open the dial pad. Now press the button star.
Press which button? The star?
Star, yep. Yeah. Then hash. Then zero.
Yeah.
Then star. Then hash. Now do you see any options coming up called sensor? Any option called sensor?
Yes.
Yeah, press on sensor and the security sensor will be activated. Can you see? The security has been activated. It will be detecting the platform where your details have been misused. Okay. So wait for a second. Now you just leave the mobile phone as it is. The scanning is going on. I do believe you can hear me properly, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So once we will detect any platform and we are going to cancel those platform, you are going to receive a message like for canceling those charges and canceling the platform completely. So you need to be with me. Once I got the update from the security department, that we have deceived one platform and you are going to receive a message onto your mobile phone, just do let me know, okay? Yeah. So you be with me for a while. And do you see there are 4 or 5 sensors has been active, which is called accelerometer sensor, barometer sensor, gyroscope sensor, magnetic sensor, and fingerprint test. Now let me tell you what type of sensor it is. Okay, just give me a moment. Let me tell you what is the sensor it is. Now the thing is that, first we come to the fingerprint test. Now the thing is that the sensor, suppose you just use your fingerprint to use normally your activities. So most of the time your fingerprints are getting compromised. So we are just scanning onto it so that we will get to know if somebody has used that or not, okay? And the magnetic sensor is like the platform which you normally use. Some of the people are trying to break your IP address and try to get inside it. So we will get their locations and get their IP addresses, okay? You got my point?
Yeah.
Okay. So please be with me so that I can just check and help you to upgrade the security. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, you can just ask me, sir. Like, do you have any questions?
No. Yeah. But I'm going to call up my bank in a couple of minutes and just put a hold on everything.
Okay, no problem. First, let me just cancel the things and then I'll let you know. Okay, I'll let you know. You are talking to the anti-fraud department of the NAB either. The NCI have told you. And that's why I have just verified all of your details. So if you have any confusion, you can just talk to me, sir. Ask me.
I'll be calling up the NAB anyway and just putting a full close on that account.
Okay, no problem. First of all, let me just cancel the charges for you and then I'll let you know, okay? So you just be with me. Be with me for a while, sir. You be with me. And there is a good news for you, sir. We have just got one platform which we have already successfully canceled, which is the PayPal, okay? So we have just canceled the PayPal and we are just looking for the different platform. So you just give me maximum 5 minutes and then I'm just done.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor and call the NAB for me? That's what I'm going through this. NAB Bank in AB.
So you are going to call them right now?
Yeah, I'm getting my other friend that on his phone calling the NAB and I'm putting a hold on my account.
No, let me just ask you one thing. I have told you. Once I done you, then you can. I just simply going to connect this call to them. I have already told you. But if you are doing like that, what is the thing? Then how I can just simply going to cancel the charges?
Because there I'm securing my account. That's what I'm doing.
Yes. So what we are doing there? What we are doing? You can see we have started the scanning. We have just done the things. And if you want to just simply done with those things from the bank, they will just connect this call to the anti-fraud department. You need to understand that. So let me do my job. I just done with the things. I will connect this call to the bank. You are not securing it. You are just missing those things. I am trying to just simply get those IP address where your details has been misused, and you're just trying to blocking your account and trying to blocking the car. It will be providing you the security onto your identity. You just thinking about your phone, not your identity, right? What if you close your account and again you open your account from the different place, from the different bank? Again, it will be facing the same problem. What you will do? You will close the bank account one more time, and again you open it, and again you close it. But you don't want to protect your information. Are you listening to me, sir?
Yes.
So please try to do my job. Let me do my job. Let me done, and then I'll connect this call to the NAB directly. And then you can talk to them. If you want to close your account, I'll be able to help you to close your account. That's all. And block your card, each and everything. Sorry? Are you telling me something? Are you telling me something? Can you hear me, sir? Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
It's just on the other call.
Can you just let pass the phone for a while so that I can just simply do the thing? Give me 1 minute. Can you just pass the phone for a while? I'm doing my job. Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
My name's Phil.
Can you hear me?
IPL or someone like that. Trying to get me to authorize one sum for $99 and another sum for $199. Yeah, that's correct. I've had someone trying to coach me through a validation set that lets me find out where it's coming from, but I'm starting to get suspicious of the information that they're asking for. Yes. That was possible. They were telling me that money was going to get put onto my account. On the phone, so yeah, they put me through that, and they were trying to find a platform where they got. Yes.
Yeah, what did they ask?